Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is 8:51. You know, yesterday we reported on the news this morning, Morgan asked a couple times, the Conservative Caucus had a news conference and talking about the issue of, you know, the Elon Musk and Doge and the threats to Tesla and Tesla owners. And some of the stuff is so embarrassing, to be quite honest. And the irony is not lost on anybody that, you know, these Teslas were like the bastion of like progressive wealthy people, and now that they're vandalizing them. But my question is, you know, is that happening here, and why now? So a lot to talk about with State Rep Craig Fischbein from the 90th District joining us here on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Just want to put in a vote for Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, thank you. I'll take that. But I don't know if I can trust you, not because of your politics, but how can you like the Rangers and the Red Sox at the same time? That seems to be, maybe your parents were interesting people who came from different places. I don't know.
Glutton for punishment. It was actually the Rangers winning in 94 that motivated me to go back to school and to go to law school. Long story, but yeah, absolutely. I've got pictures all over my room here of the Rangers signed by Leach and Messier is a banner of graves, the Capitol, the same stuff. So yeah, that was my motivation.
Well, your backstory is impressive that you were able to go back to Quinnipiac, get your degree, and then get your law degree. And if you go to Representative Fischbein's official website, you can read about his personal history, which is impressive. I reserve the right to ask difficult questions. Am I, you know, you lead the Conservative Caucus, and it seems that between last week with the and the corruption stuff is legitimate too. I mean, if you want to question whether it's, you know, Terrence Chang or, you know, the stuff going on Pura, I think there's real, and obviously Bridgeport, there's real issues to attack on that. But it seems like there's a bit of like a playbook's being sent out from D.C. because I'm wondering, like, the Tesla stuff is obviously alarming, but I don't see it here in Connecticut.
Well, I don't see it as much in Connecticut as I am seeing it in other states. I can tell you, a lobbyist at the Capitol, his wife, and I did show the note yesterday during the press conference in West Hartford. His wife's Tesla, they left a note on the windshield: "You and your Tesla suck, Elon supporter." That's inappropriate. It's harassment. There was an incident down in Fairfield where someone, Tesla, they put a sticker with a swastika on it. Once again, inappropriate. And I know of an elected official who had their Tesla keyed. So,
and that was that Tesla was keyed since Trump took office?
I do not believe so. So, but there was continuing incidents, not after Trump took office, no, after the election.
Oh, was it after the election?
There was continuing conduct after the election. So,
and again, I only like, and again, the behavior is unlawful and embarrassing, and the things you cited are uncomfortable, but not unlawful necessarily. And so, I'm just wondering why now? Why do this now? Why bring this on?
We certainly don't want to see what's happening in other places become more demonstrative here. You know, we also had the incident where a group of people lined the street in front of a Tesla establishment down in Milford. They were joined by Senator Blumenthal. You know, here you have a private property owner who's being harassed merely because they are in business in the state of Connecticut. You know, that's inappropriate and embarrassing. It should not be happening.
So I want to move on to other items, but you just want to raise awareness. So people should not be doing this.
Yes, and to ask our fellow colleagues to denounce the activities, because they're totally silent. You know, it's amazing to me that these things are going on and they're totally silent.
We're talking with State Rep Craig Fishbein from the 90th District here on Bryan and Company. If I could just ask a couple quick, we're always tight on time. Budget-wise, I mean, how do you feel? I mean, now we have this issue of potentially a smaller amounts of money coming from the federal government. It seems that all the conversation about changing the guardrails has sort of shifted now because everyone's worried about that. What do you think is going to happen here?
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the guardrails are going to be taken away. I mean, the vote that we recently had, which created a separate account for appropriations, is the first step to just getting rid of the guardrails. Once you start to budget things and make payments out of alternative accounts, you're saying you're not recognizing the guardrails. I expect that that's what's going to happen. And, of course, they're going to blame Trump.
So you do think there will be tweaks and to find more money to spend?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They always find the money to spend. Yeah. I mean, one of the very concerning parts, you know, for my district is, and other towns, you know, we have a very robust volunteer fire department system here, and we service part of 91, and the governor cut $1.5 million out of that account. You know, that's an important public service. So
what's going on in your committees? I mean, obviously things are starting to move along. Is there anything you think people, listeners, should know about that's going on with any of your committee work outside of what we just discussed?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very heavily focused on the Judiciary Committee. Of course, as usual, we've got the other side of the aisle looking to allow people to get resentenced. You know, you've got attempts to have a different sentencing structure for certain people based upon their demographics. We've got the whole issue of marijuana and smoking in cars, which I know you reported on. We had that bill yesterday in committee. You got the reckless driving that we're trying to deal with, and then street takeovers. Those are some of the major areas we're looking to cover in the Judiciary Committee. And we start JFing or jointly favorably sending out bills next week, and our JF deadline is April 11th.
What's cooking in terms of, like, because I smell, cars drive by me and I smell it, and I'm super concerned about DUI stuff as it relates to marijuana and other substances. Like, what's in the bill?
Well, currently, if a police officer sees someone, you know, drive by someone, you see them ingesting marijuana, what you believe to be marijuana, they're smoking a bong in the front seat, the officer can't pull that car over. You know, we're looking to change that. So The bill that we had yesterday, I think it's 7258, allows an officer who sees active marijuana use as well as smells it would have the ability to stop the vehicle and to search the vehicle. Treat it just like alcohol, which, you know, when you see somebody ingesting a beer while they're driving, an officer is allowed to pull that car over and then search the vehicle to find the evidence, which would be the beer can. Similar here.
Makes sense.
So it makes sense.
Yep. Makes sense. We got to run. It was great to connect, and I appreciate you taking the questions and going over some important topics with us.
No problem. Have a good day.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.